Now to Pennsylvania, where last year Republican Senator Arlen Specter switched parties after it became clear he might not defeat former Congressman Pat Toomey in the primary. Now, up until a few weeks ago, Specter seemed destined to win the Democratic nomination. But lately, he's struggled to convince Democrats that he's truly one of them.
My whole career in the Senate has been one of independence. That's why they call me a rhino, Republican in name only. I voted more often with the Democrats on the big issues.
Specter's challenger is Congressman Joe Sestak, and he's been surging in the polls. Selena Zito covers politics for the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review, and she's in Pittsburgh. Welcome.
Hi, Guy. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Democratic establishment backs Arlen Specter. He had a 20-point lead over Joe Sestak up until a few weeks ago. What explains how Joe Sestak has narrowed that gap?
Well, the Sestak surge can be based on the fact that Sestak's strategy was just to run a three-week campaign. What Specter's campaign didn't do was engage in a three-month campaign, engage in a debate and challenge him on things, but they let him do this three-week campaign, and it's been very effective.
Do you get a sense that many Democrats like Sestak better, or is this a vote against Arlen Specter?
It's both. First of all, Senator Specter is a very difficult man to do a favor for. He is cantankerous. He doesn't get along with others, but he's very smart.
And I should mention that at one point you actually worked for him before you became a reporter.
I did. I worked on his Senate staff for almost 4 years. It was the best education I ever had, and I have great admiration and respect for him in that manner. But Sestak has an amazing resume for the Democratic Party. He's a three-star admiral. He has gone on to win a House seat that nobody expected anyone to win in a district that trends Republican. And, you know, there's not a lot of love for Specter among Democratic activists because they have no history of having an allegiance to him and a passion for him.
I mean, Democrats, as you say, don't have a history with Arlen Specter because he's been a Republican. I want to play an advertisement that Joe Sestak has been running these past few weeks. Let's take a listen.
For 45 years, Arlen Specter has been a Republican politician.
Arlen Specter is the right man for the United States Senate. I can count on this man. See, that's important. He's a firm ally.
But now,
my change in party will enable me to be reelected.
Arlen Specter.
Selena Zito, is this ad having an impact?
It's having a huge impact. And trust is a really important thing with voters. Politicians never mind if you hate them because they always know there's a thin line between love and hate. But when you lose the voters' trust, you know you've lost their vote.
Now, on the Republican side, Pat Toomey is expected to win the nomination. What do polls say about that seat? I mean, can Pat Toomey defeat either Sestak or Specter in November?
Toomey could easily beat Specter in November. If you look at the polling data with him lined up against Sestak, the support for Toomey is very soft.
That's Selena Zito. She covers politics for the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review. Selena, thank you so much.
Thanks, Guy.